Welcome into the show. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard live today downtown Las Vegas. Circa Resort Casino is the spot. Fun show here on a Friday. Sam Monson in an hour. Pro Football Focus. We'll go over the NFL draft and some props with him at that time. Lou Finocchiaro, Gam Lou, on the UFC. Huge card coming up tomorrow night. And Adnan Virk, little Major League Baseball. Maybe some NHL. I don't know how much time we're going to have. WWE.
Yeah, he's got a lot of jobs.
But Oscars as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. He does everything.
Yeah, he's like baking soda. And you can throw anything at him, too. And he's a big movie guy. Big time. Yeah. Does a great job on the podcast with Lombardi. Mm-hmm. That is fantastic. Let's go. Let's get to the draft already. Come on. Right? Let's get to the draft and let's get to the playoffs in hockey and the NBA.
It seems like we've been saying the season's almost over with for like 2 months now. In the NBA and the NHL. And you look at the schedule like, well, wait a second here. They actually do have, you know, quite a few games left in the regular season.
Well, then hockey keeps getting pushed back.
Right.
Great win by the Maple Leafs last night. But you sent me something interesting as he was on 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area that they asked Kerr about, you know, what if you had the normal schedule? He goes, no way. This is the right amount of games.
Yep.
This needs to be 72 moving forward. So he's already saying maybe this comes into play tonight, the big game at home against Denver. He's essentially saying they're running out of gas.
Oh, yeah.
Or they're going to run out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think everyone agrees with him that 82 is too long.
But here's the thing. And I know Silver has been ultra progressive, right? As the commissioner of the sport. And he's like the most forward-thinking guy in charge of a sport I think we probably ever had. I don't know. I don't think they cut it back from 82 to 72, though. It's going to be about this.
Yeah, well.
I mean, even though there's an NBA exec who said that there's so much money in sports betting, eventually we're not going to need the TV money. Okay, well then maybe part of the deal is going to be, if there's that much money that you're going to be in line, you know, lining up with all these sports books across the country, then maybe you agree to a shorter. Because Paul, look at how many. It's a 72 game season, and teams have been tanking for 2 months in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the product is absolute garbage. The Orlando game last night.
Well, there's a couple. Yeah, there's a couple awful teams. Well, it's the same thing in hockey though. I don't think they're tanking, but you just see the Devils lose again.
Sure.
Buffalo loses again. Columbus loses again.
But this happens like every year in the NBA. And if they're going to do this during a 72-game season, and it's been going on forever in an 82-game season, they could put the season at 50 games and teams would probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah. Yes, it is unfortunate.
Good win, by the way, last night by the Padres. I'd say it's a long season. I get it, but.
What was with this Dodger offense now? They're scuffling.
Well, they need their full allotment of players back.
Yeah.
I mean, Bellinger sitting out. I mean, he's injured here, obviously, and it could have been a lot worse, I believe. But you take him out of the middle of that lineup. You take some other guys out from time to time. And,
well, how about a couple hits, though? Can I get 8-9 hits? I'm not asking for much here. I'm not asking for their kidney. Let's go. But suddenly they're scuffling offensively, and a big win for the Padres and the Dave Tooley tweet now. We'll talk about it later. Dogs are 132 and 129 straight up in baseball in the season.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, and I got news for you about the Dodgers, so it's not going to be an easy weekend here offensively for this team.
Yeah, here comes Darvish tonight.
He'd be getting a lot of unders
between
these two sides.
Six straight for the Padres. Yep.
Up next, wouldn't you know it, another first in Major League Baseball. You need a bottle of whiskey and a revolver sometimes for this sport.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Jacob deGrom of the New York Mets are a $3 home favorite against the Washington Nationals and Eric Thiede today. Nationals plus 240. They've been outscored by 20 runs, the worst run differential in the National League. The total at Citi Field today is 7, shaded to the under. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 9-21 on the road this season. They're plus a point and a half at Charlotte. Brooklyn laying 4.5 at home against Boston. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins are a $3.05 road favorite at Buffalo, plus 271. 5.5 over at the KeyBank Center. The Bruins have won 6 consecutive games. Don't miss VSiN's coverage of the NFL Draft. We'll have full coverage at VSiN.com and daily best bet email updates. 24/7 video access, plus we'll be live all night during round one with Brent Musburger, Michael Lombardi, Gil Alexander, Mike Pritchard, and all of our VSiN football experts. Start your free trial now at vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sennett.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
We are live today from the OddsTrader.com studio at Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you need. You're going to get in-game tracking tools. You can also compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses all at OddsTrader.com. A lot to recap from last night and a lot to get into with the NFL draft and some news in college football and the NFL yesterday as well, Polly. Some firsts in baseball from yesterday and last night. At Stats by Stats on Twitter, yesterday the Reds became the first team in Major League Baseball history to lose despite hitting 6+ home runs and having its starting pitcher allow 2 runs or fewer. It's just totally bananas.
Yes.
To lose a game like that.
Yes.
And then...
you get these games and that go into extra innings. And it's a horrific beats. I mean, that Mariners game is 3-2 in the eighth. That's 9.5. What happened there? I mean, you had 3 games that go to extra innings and all hell breaks loose. Arizona, Cincinnati was 8-8 going into extras. 6 in the top, 3 in the bottom. 9 runs in 1 inning. Seattle scores 4 in the top of the 10th. I mean, you're never out. This is like a college football overtime.
Exactly what it's like.
Yeah, we were talking to Fitz yesterday. You're never out of it.
I think that's the analogy.
He nailed it.
And if you're going to be betting,
you can get like a 5-run inning now.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
It happens constantly.
Yeah.
And the clear edge goes to the team on the road. And there was another first last night. It was in that Mariners game. So think about this. It's 3-2 late. They go to extras, knotted up at 3. Totals 9.5. Jason Stark said this. The Mariners 7 hits. Check that. The Mariners 7 runs on 3 hits and no errors is the only... It's only the third 7-3-0 by any team since World War II. It happened in 1991 and 1978. The Mariners are the first AL team ever to win with a score line of 7 runs on 3 hits and no errors. Because they go to extras, only 3 hits,
yep.
And then it's just all hell can break loose.
There you go. 3 biggest dogs on the board get there again. And dogs lead outright right now in MLB. That is something, right? And the Giants' first 5 gets there again, 15-3-1 on the season. That gets there. Cubbies come back with another win.
Yep.
Right? And how is Glasnow only $1.50 today at home? I'll say that.
Blue Jays are not good against righties, and they strike out a ton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's where I'm scared today. I've been, been betting almost all dogs in Major League Baseball. Looking at the overnight numbers and where they're at this morning, I actually like favorites today. So I'm scared. I like a bunch of them. So I'm scared to death. I think there are a bunch of short favorites on the board that make some sense, but...
Well, I don't care who he's going against. How is DeGrom $3? They can't hit for him. They're 1-4 in his last 5 starts.
Right.
As Fitz said, he's unbettable. Every time you look up, it's 1-1 in the eighth inning, no matter who he's going against.
Yeah.
Cy Young or Fetty. So he's $3 today.
Unless you're betting like first 500s with the guy.
Yeah, you do that. That's a gift that keeps on giving. But, Cubs took him out the last call. Look at that. I mean, this is crazy.
Up to 315.
Oh, my God. What are we doing here?
Wow.
And Kershaw only $1.40 at home. You're right. A lot of respect for Darvish. But, another good card. And we'll see if the dogs continue to get this done. What did you think, speaking of which, of the college football overtime tweak? I love it. I can't stand the college football overtime. It's Mickey Mouse. It's made up. It's garbage. Not talking from a betting standpoint, too, if you have the total. But this whole, 4, 5, 6 overtime. Now, finally, they're going to say you got to go for 2 in the second overtime.
That's correct, instead of the third overtime. I like it. I still don't know. I mean, because of what we've had now in place for such a long time, I don't think college football overtime games are fascinating at all. I don't find them entertaining.
No.
People go nuts. Look at this. 21 apiece going to overtime, and now all of a sudden it's 40. This is so great. No, it sucks. It's unwatchable. I turn off games a lot of times when they go to like double overtime. I'm like, I can't even. It's not football
at
all.
It's made up. No. Start at the 25 and then, yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully this will change things up and make it. I'd make him go for 2 right away.
Right. Plus, just, kickers are so bad. That's why a lot of these games keep going as well. Someone actually gets a stop and these guys will yank a 35-yarder every single time.
It's one of the biggest misnomers, I think, in sports.
Oh, it's terrible. Absolutely.
Awful product when that happens.
I'm glad they did that, too.
Yep.
But that's, I'd get, I'd change it entirely. But at least they're going to go earlier with the 2-point try.
And they're trying to adjust, in the NFL anyway, the onside kick rule. They're taking defenders out of, like, the catch zone and moving them within, like, a, they can't have, like, all 11 guys within the catch zone now on defense. and they're going to separate them a little bit to try to make it easier for the kicking team. I mean, we're going to have to wait and see how this is going to play out, Paul. I still don't think this is – maybe we go from three recoveries to like five this year.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right, right. So the other fascinating discussion, and it's always like, who did you play? Every year in college football we talk about, well, who'd you play, who'd you beat, and who's going to make the playoff and all this business. But now it happens every year, too, with when we get the draft time. And it's going to be Lawrence and then Wilson. But a lot of people were making the case, how can you take Wilson over Fields and that kind of business? And they want to bring up the competition. But you see all these busting, Russell, Couch, and Manziel, and all these guys who went to big-time programs, and Brady Quinn, and Leinart was a bust. So many guys. But it doesn't matter where you go to college. I mean, it doesn't really matter your level of competition. You can be a great player at a program where you play so-so opponents, like Lance, or you can be a bust. I mean, it works all the, you know, you could be a bust and play in the SEC, whatever it is. So you're getting a lot of this with Wilson, but more so now with Lance and this great article on Nesson about Lance. And a lot of people are just saying, not so much he's only played one game in 400 days, but they want to question the competition, even though this has been a great program that wins championships all the time. Mm-hmm. But they're saying you take it on Central Arkansas and who's your best opponent, James Madison, and that kind of business. I just think to just knock a guy, the tape doesn't lie, and also the workouts don't lie. So you can't tell me there's a reason Wilson's going to go number two. To me, he's better than Fields. And he also, his workouts and his accuracy and some of the throws he made, he got a standing ovation, and the guys went nuts at his pro day. And I know it was a difference between the last couple years with who they played because of the pandemic, but if you watched every game, you knew the guy was a stud. He also had wide receivers who had big drops during important parts of games and seasons like the Coastal Carolina game.
Did we hear this, by the way, when Carson Wentz came out?
I don't recall.
Or is there another layer to this?
I don't recall that.
Yeah, neither do I.
Do they do it in college basketball? Not really. The stuff about Curry, which I couldn't believe, was his size.
Sure.
But I thought Curry's going to be a great pro. He's an assassin. But they also
I thought John Morant was going to be an awesome pro.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Good point. No one doubted John Morant. He was a beast at Murray State.
Yeah.
But they like to do it, too, when you question guys coming overseas. But that was the thing with Luka. Said, how do you pass on Luka? He's playing against men.
Right.
And that's David Thorpe told us that's a great league he's going against.
Sure.
And he's dominated in the young
put it this way. When you have guys like David Thorpe and Fran Fraschilla who watch and they study those kind of leagues, and I think both of them, actually, David Thorpe was on the air with us, and he said that Luka's team over in Europe would, I think North Carolina won the title that year. He said they would beat North Carolina by 40 points.
Yes.
He's like, people don't realize this. He's like, they're growing men. They're pros over there. And Luka dominates, and he's like 17. And he's just said, it's automatic this guy's going to make it in the NBA. People don't understand that. They don't get the analogy. They think that college basketball here is so good, but if you put them against like pro teams across, they would be wanting to tap out at halftime. It would be a bloodbath.
And people still do it in college basketball. Well, who did they play? Well, you're in a mid-major conference.
Sure.
Okay. Well,
right.
Yeah, like upsets.
Certain people will not give Gonzaga respect until they get a national championship. Yeah. But so there's this new prop, by the way, on the board here at Circa. They're getting creative, adding more props every single day. The first quarterback drafted, they made it a three-person group with Jones, Fields, and Lance. And Jones opened up even money. Fields is plus 210. Lance plus 278.
Yeah.
I mean, so based on the...
Wow.
This really flipped again during the week.
Yes. We'll hear from Lombardi in a second. Lombardi was excellent on his show yesterday. But here's the Nesson article. The jury still seems to be out on Trey Lance a week before the draft. Depending on who... It's from Sean McGuire. Depending on who you may ask, you may be told Lance has the highest of ceilings due to his football IQ and physical traits despite just being 20. However, you also may be told about his mechanical issues while others criticize his level of competition. Two sources told NFL Network analyst Tom Pelissero, NFL.com, NFL Network analyst, excuse me, Lance misses way too many throws for me. The game he played this year was atrocious. It was the first one I watched, and I couldn't believe this was the guy they were talking about. Widely considered a top 10 pick, top 5 quarterback prospect, could go as high as number 3 or top 10. A scouting director said that Central bleep Arkansas. That's bad. It's hard to say we're going to take this guy top 3. What's the best team he's ever played? James Madison. That's scary. But I will say, everyone you ever talk to about the kid, the makeup is through the roof. Whatever the ceiling is, he'll make it. With that, that's an odd quote there at the end. Funny. Either you have it's it funny. Or you, either you have it or you don't.
It's funny. Outside of shows here on VSiN, how many people across the country warned, like, viewers and listeners about Tua, right? They want to come up with an idea like that, like why he could stink.
Right.
But people, like, nationally, do we just ignore the fact that Alabama has 25 5-stars across the board?
Guys are wide open.
And they
open
have, like, five first-round picks on the offensive line.
Tua was terrible.
They got the Heisman. They have the best wide receiving core in the history of college football, and they're open by 10 yards. But this guy's going to be a great pro. You can't bring any of that stuff up. Nobody's going to mention that at all. Same thing with Mac Jones. I love Mac Jones last year. I loved Tua for his couple of, 2 years he was there. They were great college quarterbacks. There are absolutely concerns that you have to talk about.
John Gruden wanted Manziel to go number one overall.
Yeah.
I mean, a horrible bust.
Absolutely.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't. I mean.
Ridiculous.
The accuracy.
Jamarcus Russell.
He
throws from his knees. Well, who cares?
I don't give a rat's. I mean, Mac Jones was accurate last year, no doubt. But I don't think I have heard one person somewhere else tell you that when Jones was throwing downfield to Smith or Waddle before he got hurt or other players on the team, and they had their defenders cooked by 7-8 yards, a lot of times the receivers had to slow down big time. Otherwise, the ball was going to be completely underthrown.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate? Or was that caught because the defender was terrible and his receivers are so good? It's absolutely the latter. There's no doubt in my mind.
This was Lombardi yesterday on the Lombardi line, again, talking about what the 49ers are thinking about at the number 3 pick. This is interesting. No, don't have. Okay. Good. So he was saying Shanahan wants Mac Jones, but the organization wants Trey Lance, and they're trying to talk him into Trey Lance. This is getting good. Can you believe this now? 6 days out?
Well, it's been good for a while. I'm like, what you said 15 minutes ago, I kind of want to hit the fast forward button now.
Yeah.
I want to get to the actual draft. Because what's going to happen at number 3, I'm waking up in sweats. Like, what is going to happen? I have multiple bets. If it's Trey Lance, I'm taking the show off next Friday.
Yes.
It'd be a bloodbath.
Isn't that something?
Lombardi's been saying
Who's going to win that? Lombardi's dialed in. He's connected.
Sure.
Who's going to win that?
Well, he was adamant about saying that it is Kyle and Mike's decision.
Wow.
All along.
No Fields, then.
But how many?
No Fields, though.
Well, that's why I mean, like, people. They put the numbers up here at Circa last Saturday with the prop on Fields was 3.5. It's nothing but over money. They've had to move the juice, like, the entire week. So bettors don't think he's going to go number 3. Otherwise, it would have flipped the other way. And I think, again, Vinny, I think at South Point said they reposted it at 4.5 for the guy. I mean, it's... Well, imagine if this is Lance, though.
Oh, my, yes. You trade all that up, and this is your guy to take over and run the franchise?
But here's the thing, though.
At that age, and here's people talk about the competition. And
I saw this yesterday, Paulie.
There are some people going to be on the draft coverage at the other network saying they think it's Lance. And with the back angle and everything else. But, okay, go ahead.
Put it this way. This was, making the rounds yesterday. Like, Bay Area media, they have no idea. Numerous people that work in the San Francisco market have been tweeting out over the last couple of days, I think it's going to be Lance. It's going to be Mac Jones. Could be Justin Fields. Like, they have no clue. But don't you think the 49ers all along have kind of known who they're going to take? They're going to trade up to number 3 a couple of weeks back, and now we're 6 days away from the draft. They're going to say, yeah, I don't know who it's going to be yet. Not sure. Maybe they're great at keeping secrets. And maybe nobody really does know who they're going to take. And all along, it is going to be Mac Jones.
That's too many cooks in the kitchen. You're 6 days out. You gave up all this to move up, and you don't know what you're doing yet? That's bad.
I think they do know what they're doing. I'm not buying that they're still willy-nilly up in the air. Like, we got to move to 3, and then we'll decide the next. No, come on. They're too smart.
No, that could absolutely happen.
I don't think so.
Absolutely.
I don't buy it. I personally don't buy it. I don't think you're going to trade up and give up all of that and not know who you're going to take.
Look at Haslam. Look what Haslam did to Lombardi. He's got a homeless guy on the street. Tell him, take Manziel. He goes, okay, fine, I will. Remember that story? It's ridiculous.
I know.
He overruled Lombardi. Come on. Once these owners come in, or management, they could come in. I woke up on this side of the bed. I'm feeling this today.
No, I'm
going to take this guy.
I think they're pretty tight-lipped. No, nobody has any idea. That's good. That's the way San Francisco wants it.
Remember Cleveland. Dorsey wouldn't tell Hugh Jackson who they were taking because he can't keep his mouth shut.
Exactly right. I was just going to say, if this was Hugh Jackson, we'd know who they're going to be taking, right? We would know already.
Hugh Jackson's like, I don't know. My GM won't tell me because you can't keep your mouth shut. That's
it would not be a secret.
And the Mayfield surprise.
There was a story that came out last year that Kyle Shanahan, I forget who the breakout player was. It was somebody who was in on the practice squad. He knew he was really good. And he specifically told the media up there, don't write about this guy. I don't want to see any stories on him because I don't want people to come and get him from our practice squad. And then he came in and I forget who the player's name was. I got to try and find it. But he came in and played when the 49ers were so banged up last year. And people are like, who's this kid? And Kyle's like, yep, knew it all along. Knew he was going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Let's get here.
I know.
That's great. Good job by Lombardi.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. FTM@VSiN.com. Up next, win some, lose some. I know we're pounding this home, but he has to win. Has to.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Bad beats. Mariners, Red Sox under 9.5. 3-2 in the 8th. 7-3 final. All hell breaks loose late. And Doug, prop bet guy, how about this? He sent this out. Holiday over 27.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He entered the fourth quarter with 27. He could nothing in the fourth quarter.
Well, that fourth quarter.
Oh.
I mean, again, talk about getting the best number in a game. I'm sure you have more on that coming up here in win-lose. That was an absolute doozy what unfolded in the fourth quarter of that game last night.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Ball 7 after what? Yes. Yes. This was also sent in from Josh in Oregon. I'm hanging out waiting for the prop bet guy's email tweet. I get the tweet. I get ready to bet Rozier over. Love the play. As I'm entering my bet amount, my daughter hits her toe against a piece of furniture. I stand up to make sure she's okay. It's 15 seconds tops. I sit back down, I press the send button, and the line goes from 110 to 145. 15 seconds, that's all it takes. Next time, I'll tell her to suck it up. He also has Tibbs 41 coaching.
Yeah.
And the win total was 22.5. Okay, it's enough already. Tibbs is the coach of the year.
Well, I mean, let me give you this nugget. This is ESPN Stats and Info. Knicks have won 8 straight. Longest winning streak since 2014. Mm-hmm. It's the first time the Knicks are fourth or higher in the Eastern Conference standings, at least 50 games into a season since 2012-2013. He has to win the award. It's not even a debate anymore.
Right, I would agree with you. And your thoughts on the Bucks game?
Oh,
that they won by 7?
It's 122-103 with 6:55 to go. I have no action, but I'm watching this unfold. They're missing free throws. They can't hit anything. And at one point, it's down to 6, I believe. And then they make a free throw to make it 124-117. And there's actually a chance for the 76ers to hit a shot late to absolutely cover everything.
Yep.
And it just...
Yep.
How does that happen? Oh, man.
Bad for the Bucks. Celtics 5.5 down to 1.5. Yeah. All the guys played. And a big win against Phoenix. Pelicans 7.5 up to 10. How'd that go? Won by 35. Penguins 250 up to 280. Took out the Devils, no problem. Some of these bad teams in the NHL. And win some. This was sent in from a viewer. Hey, I tried to tell you, right? This is at Win. You zoom me? Look at that. Waterfall in the restaurant. Bam! There you go. That's, look at that. That's inside a casino. They got teppanyaki, everything. You know, the jury chicken.
Yeah.
Look at that setup.
I have to go.
Oh, yeah.
Mandatory.
Right. And you've been here. I'm jealous. You've played this a couple times. This is the hidden gem in Las Vegas. Yeah, there it is. Look at that. One of the best golf courses in the world. And you have no idea where it is in North Las Vegas, Shadow Creek. Bam! Look at that thing. Oh! Oh! So good. What's your favorite hole? 17?
18? Yeah, 16, 17 are incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's 17 that really takes it home. But that, think about that. That's when the course was built originally, literally in the middle of the desert with nothing surrounding it.
Yeah. Beautiful. Oh. There you go. Win, lose. We've had some of our best interviews at that golf course.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only show in the country ever to interview Piazza and Clemens at the same time. Piazza was scared, so, like he saw a ghost, got up and left.
He did.
I interviewed Brett Hall. Surprised he was drunk on air. You got that?
Got my number.
Gloria. Yep. Mike from Long Island. 2014 Super Bowl, I come to Vegas. My friend puts $5,000 on the Seahawks to beat the Broncos. We take a limo to the Hard Rock. He tips the valet attendant $20. Over an hour goes by, he realizes he lost his ticket. He does think it's in the limo, though. He goes back to the valet, finds the attendant he tipped, and explains, where's the limo? I think I lost something. He says, yeah, I know the driver. Limo driver comes back. The ticket is still in the back seat. That's $10,000 because Seattle won.
Oh, man.
How good is that story?
Well, I mean, the level of freaking out there for a person in that spot to actually have that ticket.
Oh,
app, and you have it with the ticket, and then, of course, it just goes, you get out of the, you're going to have a good time. You get out of the limo. All of a sudden, you're over at the Hard Rock.
Yep.
I would have freaked out entirely.
One more too quickly. Chris Otto, his best bet ever, a win. He bet over a hockey game with 5 minutes left in play at plus 525. He needed two goals late. He wanted to put $50 on it. He hit 500 by mistake. He got a power play goal with 2 minutes and an empty netter with 3 seconds.
Amazing. Up next, I made a couple of bets on which team will draft Kyle Trask. I'll tell you why I took two teams in the 25 to 60 to 1 range coming up.
Derby time, and First Bet's the place to start your betting action with analysis and wagering on every race. First Bet's the easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website, all brought to you by ExpressBet. And to get ready for the Derby, First Bet's giving $20 in free bets for all new users who sign up now through May using the promo code VEGAS20. Everyone who redeems this $20 free bet offer will receive full access to the VSiN subscription products for free from now through the Belmont. VSiN.com/horses for details. Promo code VEGAS20. Before you tell us about your Trask bet or what you're looking at, what did you think of the BetMGM story? David Purdom in the AP wrote about this. They put up a prop on this past year's playoff game. Browns and Chiefs, would Mayfield and Mahomes both throw for 300 yards? They forgot the three. They both were held under 300, but they complete one pass, you lose. Nine guys hit it. It was up for a short period of time. Cost them $10,000.
They forgot the three. So they only had to throw for 1 yard.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They were saying palpable error, but then they're like, okay, well this is. And then they had to pay. The palpable error rule did not come into play. They had to honor the bets.
I mean, do you not look towards the side of the bettor like every single time in a situation like that? If that's on the betting board right now, I mean, I get it. It was a mistake put into the computer, and that sucks on their end. But if it's on the board and people take advantage of it, I'm probably going to side with the bettor more often than not in that situation. Probably every single time.
We had the FanDuel thing?
Yeah.
With the in-play?
Yes.
Where the guy won like $80,000?
They put up, Denver had the ball against the Raiders, final possession of the game, and they put up like 750 to 1, I believe, or 75 to 1. It was a crazy in-play number.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, made a big bet on that and walked away, and they had to pay it. But what about you?
It also reminds me of the soccer bets. New Jersey regulators also ordered FanDuel to honor 11 soccer bets that were based on erroneous betting lines. But that's just they didn't know what they were doing. Because remember, the supervisor says, do you want more on it? I mean, they were just...
Yeah.
But that's... I would think that would fall under palpable error, though. And they wouldn't have to pay. I don't know how that happens.
Mm-hmm.
You forget the three. All they have to do is complete one pass.
That's it. Of course it's going to go over.
But that's also the PR thing, too. I mean, what's $10,000?
Yeah, I mean, if it's $150,000.
Remember, FanDuel didn't want to pay the guy.
Oh, no, they didn't.
And then they came back and said, okay, here's your $82,000.
Like, the FanDuel thing, they had no chance whatsoever. I mean, it's on the board. Guy's betting it, and they're asking him, would you like some more?
The soccer, right. The soccer.
Yeah, of course. I want some more.
Well, I actually had their side on the Denver Bronco thing. Because with the input, it's not, they're driving to kick the game winning field.
Well, that should never ever be whatever the number was. Sure.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's who I bet. And, it's up here at Circus Sports. Maybe other books across the country, wherever, are offering this as well. The team to draft Kyle Trask. So this is kind of a trendy area for him to land. He's going here in a lot of mock drafts. But I did bet the Buccaneers this morning at 33-1. I'm not putting massive bets on this, but I have them at 33-1 to go to Tampa, from that state, obviously, where he played his college. Buccaneers right down the road. Saw this in the Tampa Bay Times. There's a columnist there pushing for them to take Kyle Trask. He points out, this is Matt Baker. Buccaneers currently don't have a quarterback under the age of 30 on their roster. And Trask said the Buccaneers are among the teams he has met with over Zoom. And offensive coordinator Byron Leftwich and quarterbacks coach Clyde Christensen were both at his pro day last month. Might mean absolutely nothing, but I think the Buccaneers make some sense for him. And this one might make zero sense, but I bet the Cowboys at 55-1 to draft Kyle Trask. Here's my reasoning behind this. Now, his draft position here at Circa is now like 77.5. Again, who knows where he's going to go? He could go in the 50s, he could go in the 90s or above, whatever. But the Cowboys are picking 44th overall. I don't think they're going to use it there. They're also picking 75th and 99th overall in the third round. And their quarterbacks right now on the roster for the Cowboys, I mean, behind Dak Prescott, we are talking this year again going to war with Cooper Rush, Garrett Gilbert, and Ben DiNucci. And Jerry Jones recently said that he is in awe of Kyle Pitts, and he would love to have him on his team. That tells me that if he's watching Kyle Pitts' film at Florida, he's also seen Kyle Trask throw him the football, and that he could also be impressed by him. And I don't think he wants to go into another season not being prepared if Dak goes down with an injury, because they went from a very high-octane offense last year, one of the best in football, to unwatchable. And again, this theory of mine could hold zero water whatsoever, but it's not like the Cowboys are 8-1 like some other teams. So that's why I grabbed them at 55-1. And I bet the Buccaneers today at 33-1. I've seen him go to the Saints in a lot of mocks. They're like 35 or 40-1 here.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I'll play ball with that.
With the Saints?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Would you buy into the Buccaneers?
I could see that.
I could see, yeah. I can really see the Buccaneers.
It's interesting. There's a local guy who's going to bat for it. That helps you out, too.
Maybe. Maybe. He specifically wrote in his column, like, this is the guy they should target a little bit later on in the draft.
Okay.
So,
who knows? I mean, some of these guys, where they could wind up, I know. I mean, Peter King wrote Monday he could go late first and maybe the third or fourth round.
Yeah.
I mean, that's lunacy. And then what happens with Mond, and then you see Mills, is how fast his stock is going up.
By the way, I channeled my inner Nigel Seeley today, because in that group bet, again, where they have three receivers in the group, it's Tony from Florida, Marshall LSU, and Bateman from Minnesota. Which receiver is going to go first out of that group? I bet it yesterday at plus 188. They moved it to plus 170. I bet it again today. Anything can happen here. I really like that bet. I think Bateman goes early 20s, mid-20s, and there's some stuff that came out about Marshall midweek in terms of health, sliding now back to 35.5 with the draft position. So the way I look at it is Bateman has to essentially beat out Tony. And, for what it's worth, I really don't put much stock into the mocks this deep into the draft, but I've seen a lot of mocks have Bateman going ahead of Tony as well. And Tony maybe going like late 20s, 30, 31, something like that, with Bateman going 22, 23 in that area. I think it's a good number. It's on the board right now still, plus 170.
All right. I trust you. We'll break it down in a week.
Well, yeah.
You got a good track record on futures. Come
on. We'll see if you trust me next Friday on this. Okay. Because last year, I got carried out on a couple of bets.
It wasn't your fault. If you got several prominent media members reporting Miami's moving, and they don't, you know, they got lied to.
Yeah.
It happens. People get used this time.
All right. We'll go shopping for the best division prices and discuss tonight's betting card coming up next. They lost again last night, back-to-back losses now, but their record after a loss is immaculate.
Of Bet's daily specials, odds boost, and the largest offer of live in-play options. BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. And to make your experience even more rewarding, BetRivers offers the most live streams of major sports, instant payouts, and one-time playthrough. BetRivers, your hometown book. Valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Play SugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Another good night in hockey. Big win for the Capitals. How about that? No score through overtime, and then they win in a shootout.
Yeah.
Penguins, no problem again. Tampa, no problem. Some big empty net goals, too. Good win for the Maple Leafs to bounce back. And the Bruins win again.
I'm telling you, Paulie, yesterday, the betting public, and there's not a ton of public money on the NHL every day, but this time of year, if they're paying attention, the favorites that came in last night that we talked about on the show yesterday, no doubt they were all parlayed together.
Yep.
I saw them on my Twitter timeline late last night, like the no regulation as well. I'm sorry, in regulation bets that were parlayed together to pay off a pretty good price. And they all got there.
Yeah, the guy was saying on one tweet, I know you can do this in baseball, but I don't see a lot of hockey just lay the goal. I know in baseball you can lay just one run.
Yeah.
But that's something I don't see much where you can lay just the one goal as opposed to I don't want the puck line or the win in regulation. I'll just get my push if they happen to win by one in regulation. But these races here now, with less than 10 games left, Washington 64, Pittsburgh and the Islanders 63, the Bruins was 60, but two games in hand, and more Buffalo and New Jersey coming up. And in the Central, that was a big win for Carolina, 2 points up on Florida with two games in hand, 3 points up on Tampa with a game in hand. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if Tampa runs the table. They got three left against Florida just because they're so good. But they could do it, but it's still, Carolina should be a big favorite for a reason now after that win to win the Central after what happened. And Colorado did it. You know, after that short little layoff, they beat the Blues again. And thanks to that viewer who sent in the email, it's an 18-2 overrun in the third period when they're on the road. And that got there, although the Ottawa game lost. That is now a 13-1 overrun in the third period for Ottawa, and they shut out Vancouver.
Little hairy last night with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Into the third.
Yeah,
tied
good game.
Good
game. I thought they'd take them out no problem because Columbus has been so bad, but that's just how it goes sometimes.
Why don't we put this up here? Why don't we go shopping a little bit for current, updated numbers in the NHL across three different books, looking for the best price, obviously, here to win these divisions. And be careful. Yesterday, I got duped on the BetMGM app.
It's confusing. Just say what happened.
They first of all, I will credit them because they have up a huge menu, right? They have futures to win the division, and then which team is going to win the playoff series. Like, who's going to
win the division when the playoffs are over.
Yes. Who's going to win this division in the playoffs once it's actually over in the regular season?
So it's confusing.
That's a little bit confusing. So okay. I was a little bit off on the numbers yesterday. But if you look at some of these teams in the East right now, the top three teams, look at that. They have at PointsBet, the Isles and the Caps are still the co-favorites there. But at DraftKings and BetRivers, they're 4-1. And the Bruins keep creeping their way up. I did see Bruins plus 250 tied at another book yesterday. but they're right behind the Capitals now, down to plus 185 at a couple of books. Penguins plus 225 and Bruins at 3-1. But you mentioned super easy schedule. And
right. Capitals, difficult schedule.
Yep.
Islanders, difficult schedule. They still have more, two more head-to-head come up. That was the first of three yesterday with the Capitals and Islanders. So they go at it again on Saturday. And the Penguins get another gimmick. I think the Penguins play, who do they play? They play the Devils again. They're $3 again on Saturday at DraftKings already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of these prices, and the Bruins are laying 320 again against Buffalo. I saw Carolina minus 275 at one book yesterday and 215 at Bet Rivers. Tampa was 4-1.
I noticed that.
But Carolina, that's six in a row now against Florida head-to-head. There was a couple there with hockey.
Yep.
And in the NBA, and I saw the Leafs 350 offshore and $3 at Bet Rivers before the big win against the Jets. And they go at it again coming up this weekend, I believe. NBA, to win the Atlantic, globally the Sixers were $4, same at Bet Rivers. Nets 2-1. Suns 225 and $1.90 at Bet Rivers. How about this? Dallas was $7 at one book, $12.50 at Bet Rivers.
Oh, man.
And a big win against the Lakers. And I think, thanks to the viewer who tweeted this in, Kevin Harlan, I guess, said it last night in a broadcast. I didn't have time to go back and go through every game they played. But Dallas has a ridiculous record when they lead after the first quarter.
I think they're unblemished.
That's what Carlin said. I can't confirm that, but if he says, he's not going to give him bad information.
No, of course
but
not.
But it looks to be like a 22-0 run, 23-0 or something. That is the kookiest stat of the year.
And they were down big right away in that game last night in the first quarter, and then eventually led by five going to the second, 31-26. Davis.
That is something to follow and track. They've yet to lose, according to Harlan, when they've led at the end of the first quarter.
And so we got the news also before the game that Davis was going to play all 15 minutes in the first half. That was it. Did not have a great return. He was only 2 of 10 from the floor.
Uh-huh.
Can I give you some streaks?
Let's have it.
Chris Otto, the man.
Nails.
On Twitter. He's at PSU Otto. Here we go. Long term, we're talking Devils. Goal in the first 10. 11 straight.
How about that? What, 1 minute in? Crosby scored a minute in, I think, yesterday. Yeah.
17-2 last 19.
Wow.
Better than the Golden Knights.
Wow.
Golden Knights are 17-4 last 21.
Wow. Yeah. That's great.
Let's see here. Penguins, goal in the first 10. 20-6, yes, last 26.
Ottawa's got six in a row. Edmonton has eight in a row. No.
Okay.
Goal in the first 10. Yep.
Did you know the Kings goal in the first 10? 10-1 to the yes last 11.
It is?
Yes.
Jeez.
He's been doing this since day one. I thanked him last night, and he's like, nope, no problem. I do this, part of my handicapping anyway. Edmonton goal in the first 10, eight in a row, 13-3 to the no last 16.
Mm-hmm.
Washington first period over, 12-4 to the over last 16.
7-1 run. The winning streak came to an end last night.
Yep. Devils first period over, 14-3 last 17.
Hmm.
Edmonton first period under 1.5, 8 in a row, 12-4 last 16 for that team. Carolina first period under 15-3 last 18.
Really?
Yep. Now again, this might get a little tricky depending on where you live and what your books are offering, but second period over goal and a half, Buffalo 24-6 last 30. Wild 14-4 to the over last 18. Third period overs. Ottawa's 28-6 last 34.
Yeah, I believe it.
Mama.
Well, they had it was 13 in a row before third period over, right? Yeah,
that's
it was
right.
13 in a row before last night.
The Jets 19-6 last 25. Devils 13-4 last 17. And Arizona 17-4. Totally under the radar there with the Coyotes. 17-4 over last 21.
Repeat all these for people if they're driving it, because we're like, okay, Colorado on the road. 18-2 overrun in the third period on the road. BGK. Because they play tomorrow. They're a 250 favorite tomorrow on the road. DraftKings, huh? Yeah, 8 in a row. VGK, you work out, huh? 15-2, VGK, goal in the first 10. Devils, 17-2, and 11 in a row. Ottawa, third period over, 13-1 run. Carolina, first period under run, 15-3. Edmonton, 8 in a row, first period unders. 8 in a row, no goal, first 10. Kings, yes, goal in the first 10, 10-1.
Yeah.
Incredible streak.
That's correct.
With about 10 games left. So there you go. If you can write all those down and follow.
Now, the Jets were losers last night at plus money. You know, going into that game, good tweet from Sportsnet Stats, they were 14-1-2 following a loss. Make it 14-2-2. Only their second loss
Well, that's wild.
Following a loss.
Yeah. That's a big one tomorrow, then.
Yeah.
Okay. You like Nashville tonight? Big game. Nashville against the Blackhawks. Nashville blew a 3-goal third period lead the other night against these guys.
Sure.
Terrible. It's a good one.
How would you qualify the Blackhawks right now? Because you know this. You pointed this out yesterday. Risk. Nashville beats up on bad teams.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I'd say they're average, below average.
Yeah.
Right in there. I do like the Wild, though. The Wild are hot. They've won 5 in a row. And I think this is another team that qualifies where the Kings just want to get ready and hit the golf course.
Sure.
So it's steep. It's $1.65 on the road, but you're seeing these big favorites continue to win in hockey, especially the teams that have been right. You know, look what Colorado's doing. Vegas, 9-10. Colorado, 9-10. Minnesota's won 5 in a row.
Yep.
You're playing against these bad teams, and they're putting the big juice on it, but it hasn't mattered.
And by the way, I mean, we're now like so many games into the season where they played each other over and over and over again now. And so when these bad teams are just going to tap mm-hmm. out, and these other, you know, the good teams have something to play for, it's a complete mismatch, yep. and some of these prices are completely out of control. Also, big game tonight in the NBA. And I'm looking right now, it looks like the Heat are 5 on the road against the Hawks.
I don't get that.
Well, I know Trae Young went down in the last game.
New Jersey's lost 11 of 12. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've been a total train wreck.
Yeah, but still, he's out, but it's...
Yeah.
What are you going to get out of Miami? You just don't know. They're inconsistent. They open up 5.
Well, we both like Boston last night.
Right.
And then, you know, you get the news that a bunch of guys could be out of the game. And then you find out like a little bit later on, yeah, they're going to be without, you know, a few guys, but a bunch of guys were also going to be coming back and playing in the game last night.
I want to watch the Warriors game tonight. Denver's only laying 3 on the road. Kerr told a local radio station they're running out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And he's glad the season's only 72 games.
Right.
That's something to watch moving forward. And you know what? You know what's going to happen if Curry's running out of gas too, that he couldn't sustain this and keep it up, and he's coming off a poor shooting performance. And so far, so good, even though they lost Murray, how Denver's been playing. And the Grizzlies-Blazers game's big, huge. I mean, that should be a track meet as well, 233.
Yep.
And Portland laying 2.5. But what do you think of the Clips?
That's a huge number. But, I mean... The Rock. I want nothing to do with these awful teams.
Ah, look at this. I forgot them. The Wizards are laying 9
on
the
run. I want to ask you about that.
OKC, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Well, they're hot. Fire the Wizards.
How many points would you need to bet OKC?
Well, I don't want it.
Because I actually think the Wizards -9 is not the worst bet in the world.
Well, they were just 10 at home.
Yeah.
And they killed them. I think they covered, but they were in control the whole way.
Right.
And now they're 9 on the road. Right. OKC won't win a game the rest of the year.
I think the number's going to go up today. I don't think it comes down.
That's a great job there. They're going to get in that play-ins game probably.
Yep.
What a turnaround.
Up next, we have rule changes, NFL and in college football. Will it make it any better?